is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, Sports Director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. As federal electric vehicle incentives face potential rollbacks, a new study is highlighting the burden of gasoline costs on Black and Latino drivers. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
The Fuel Equity Report shows Blacks and Latinos are super users of gasoline, spending on average 15% of their paycheck to fuel their cars. The median household income for Blacks and Latinos in Wisconsin is between $31,000 and $46,000. Dr. Shelley Francis with EV Hybrid Noir says systemic factors like disinvestment in public transportation, economic segregation, and long commute times all contribute to the disproportionate impact.
They're also more likely on average to be driving these older, less fuel efficient cars due to income as well as financing barriers that they may experience.
The study says EV adoption could save Blacks and Latinos an average of $4,900 a year on fuel and maintenance, but barriers like affordability, charging access, and education persist. The report found the top 10% of Black and Latino gasoline users are generally concentrated in smaller cities and rural areas. The study suggests targeted policies to encourage equitable adoption of EV for Black and Latino communities, including enhancing purchase incentives, expanding financing options, and increasing charging infrastructure in communities where top gasoline users live. Francis says addressing the big misinformation gap about EVs is also crucial.
Pushing more of those types of stories out there to show like the everyday driver. It's not some fancy person living out in a castle somewhere. It's just regular folks who are trying to work, make ends meet, and provide for their families.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Brewers battle back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers with a victory last night 4-1 to even their series with the Braves at one game apiece. The rubber match today. The homestand continues tomorrow night when the crew hosts the St. Louis Cardinals. NFL at the Packers minicamp. Quarterback Jordan Love was asked for his reaction to the team releasing Jair Alexander.
It's a tough one. You know, it's really tough losing a player Jair's caliber and someone that has been here since I got here. Got nothing but love for Jair. Love my time being able to play with him, play against him every day. You know, he's a guy that made me better going against him. And we talk after practice a good amount just on what he's seeing with me. And, you know, someone who definitely believed in me from the get-go when I got my opportunity.
NBA Finals tonight in Indianapolis. The Pacers and the Thunder tied at one game apiece.
You know, I just got to figure out how to be better earlier in games. We can do a lot better job and see if we can get better, you know, going into game three.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Haliburton from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Mino and the mayor.
DeLorean Walls in the house.
Y'all have been such a powerful platform for so many, including myself, that's bringing so much awareness. And just because the last couple of times I've been on the show, so many people have been asking, how can we help serve? And if we can get that normal, our community is going to flourish even further.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Wednesday. A lot going on in the world today. A lot to talk about. Germans, Hungarians, Russians, Italians. They all waited until it was too late. Are we going to join that tragic club? We'll talk about that in just a moment. Also, Donald Trump goads troops to cheer Robert E. Lee, the man who killed more Americans than any leader, American or foreign, in world history. Also, Gavin Newsom says the moment we have feared has arrived. ICE has been deployed to 5 more blue states to incite riots and unrest. The National Guard is being deployed in Texas, in San Antonio. Trump ramps up transfers to Guantanamo. It's going to be an international concentration camp. We'll tell you all about that. All that in the first hour of our program. In the second hour of our program, our one guest for the day, Dr. Michael Mann, is going to drop by. Climate change is becoming a ticking time bomb and is getting costly. 5% of GDP, say what? And Dr. Mann has a new book out. He'll tell us about that as well. Also, Trump is winding down FEMA. Yes, they're shutting down the emergency agency. They're going to move all the distribution of aid into the White House so that Trump can, you know, give all the aid he wants to red states and say to blue states, sorry, you're on your own. Seriously. What could possibly go wrong? And Musk crawls back to Trump on a bended knee. Can he grovel enough for Trump? We'll see. Steve Bannon is still working on that one. In the third hour of our program, more news. The Smithsonian is going to purge anti-American ideology. Really? As a MAGA revamp gets underway there, criminals are imitating ICE officers to rob people. Who would have seen that coming? And surprise, Trump is restoring the Confederacy. So, a lot to talk about today. To open up the program, to start with the program, I wanted to get into my daily take today, published over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled, Germans, Hungarians, Russians, Italians all waited until it's too late. Are Americans about to join that tragic club? Here's the simple reality, and it's a genuine and tragic reality. In every country that has slid from democracy into authoritarianism, autocracy, fascism, whatever you want to call it, lost democracy, with a few small exceptions. For example, in Chile, it was overnight because Nixon and the CIA, you know, launched basically a coup against the elected president at the time, and Pinochet ended up, you know, coming in and taking over. But Allende was the president. But in Hungary, it wasn't until May of 2020 that people in Hungary really realized that they had lost their democracy. That was when Viktor Orban started arresting people for posting things about him on Facebook. For people in Russia, it was when Alexei Navalny stood up and started getting very popular, and he was poisoned, and then his supporters started getting arrested, and a couple of oligarchs who supported him were thrown out of windows. That's when Russians realized, we're not in Kansas anymore here. For Germans, it was July 14th, 1933. This is just 6 months after Hitler became chancellor, when he outlawed all political parties except for his own, except for the Nazis. At first, the steps from democracy to tyranny typically seem like, you know, just another thing the government has to do to deal with a very real problem, right? Immigration, it's a very real problem. What do we do about it? And, you know, that's how, but then the mask is dropped and the twisted face of fascism starts staring out with a bloody mouth filled with threats and lies, wearing camouflage, a masked face, and carrying handcuffs. We're there. Trump and his neo-fascist enablers started with quiet cat's feet, and now they're holding a rifle and using a bullhorn. You know, how do we know that Trump's doing something very different from America's past, something that inevitably leads to something other than democracy? Well, let's just take a look at immigration, the current excuse that Trump is using to militarize the United States. During the first 3 months of President Obama's administration, he deported 63,257 people. 63,000 people in Obama's first 3 months. Trump's first 3 months, he deported 61,060 people. So Trump has deported fewer people than Obama did. But why is, you know, given that simple reality that Obama deported more people than Trump did, why is it that Trump's getting all the headlines? And why is it that Trump is getting all the protesters with his arrests? Well, the reason, pretty straightforward, is because Trump's whole immigration thing, his whole deportation thing, has nothing to do with illegals. Instead, it's about making Americans comfortable with authoritarian police state tactics. The immigrants are just props, albeit ones that appeal to the racist MAGA base. Obama deported people based on what were called Morton memos. They were also called enforcement priority memos, which required ICE to focus entirely on those undocumented aliens who posed either national security or criminal threats to America. You know, the people who were arrested and turned back at the border didn't have due process because they were stopped at the border. But the people Obama targeted within the United States were all detained after warrants were issued based on probable cause because they'd committed a crime or they were believed to be a threat to America, as the Bill of Rights and the U.S. Constitution and law require. And each had their day in law where they could claim that they'd been arrested and held without legal justification. Obama started Operation Crosscheck, organizing coordinated raids across the country, targeting aliens with established criminal records. Each arrest required proper documentation or warrants. He also operated his immigration enforcement efforts equally well in red states as in blue states. The Biden administration largely did the same thing as Obama did: court hearings, due process, enforcement priorities. But under Trump, it's been a completely different show, a show designed to freak people out, to get America ready for the military in the streets. Again, this has very little to do with immigration. This has to do with getting us used to having our own military point guns at us. You know, why is Trump having federal police carry out high-profile raids in schools, hospitals, workplaces, and courthouses rather than just showing up at people's homes after hours like Obama and Biden did? Why is he showing up with essentially SWAT teams? Obama and Biden would have, you know, two cops show up at somebody's house and say, you know, Jose, sorry, you got to come with us. Why is our Secretary of Homeland Security dressing up like an immigration agent to cosplay for the cameras? And why are her videos being plastered all over the internet, all over the media, social media? Why is Trump giving highly political, banana-style Republic speeches, or Banana Republic-style speeches, to active-duty military, calling out or attacking the previous president and the governor of California? with lies and partisan slurs. I mean, being apolitical before our military is a tradition that goes back to George Washington. And why isn't the media more outraged and freaked out about this? If Obama had attacked George W. Bush in a speech to the military, we wouldn't hear the end of that for a year. The reason Trump is doing all these things is because it's not really about undocumented aliens or deportations. This is all fascism theater designed specifically and intentionally to get us ready to accept what's next. First, they turn their guns and their violations of cultural and legal norms on the weakest and most misunderstood or even hated people in a society. For Hitler, that was trans people and immigrants. For Mussolini, it was labor leaders and immigrants. For Putin, it was rebelling Chechens and immigrants. For Orban, it was the Roma people and immigrants. In each case, regular citizens quickly got used to police kicking in other people's doors without warrants, throwing undesirables in prison without attorneys or court proceedings, and having masked, out-of-uniform officers dragging folks off the streets without identification or justification. After all, it was only them who were being targeted. At the same time, each of these regimes began extensive intelligence gathering operations to identify actual or even potential dissidents and ways that they could be broken, whether through exposing secrets like homosexuality or affairs, by bankrupting them with libel suits for speaking out against the administration, or even outright arrest on trumped up sedition charges. Think DOJ's pimply-faced incels downloading every single bit of data the government has ever had on you and aggregating it into a massive database that this administration can use against you when the time comes. Next, wannabe dictators always open detention facilities with the realization or rationalization that they're just for those people. And then, of course, throughout history, the regime's police, paramilitary, and finally the military itself turn their guns and their new prisons on us, on the regular people who are just speaking up or speaking out. This is the final stage. We're at the beginning of the final stage. This is what journalist Milton Mayer warned about. This, you know, we're far down this road. And the question is, are we like the Germans, like the Hungarians, like the Italians, Russians, Turks, Egyptians, so many others? Are we going to wait until the repression is so obvious it's undeniable and unstoppable? The choice, at least so far, is still ours. Show up on Saturday. I'll be right back with you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
17 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
It smells terrible.
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks.
Yeah. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wgbw.fm/contest-terms. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wiss.fm/contest-terms. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on waukradio.com/contest-terms.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole body control, say for your pits, packages, and even feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form. But Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando, MANDO.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com.
With tanks are flat, no banners torn, no cities claimed, just a paper sign in a quiet room. A new law passed, a new costume. No sirens screamed, no rifles cracked, just silence loud enough to distract. A neighbor gone, a story missed, a hand unraised, a clenched white fist. This is how it ends, not with a roar, but with a shrug. One rule bent, one truth unplugged. No need for booze to break the line. Democracy dies one silent step at a time. A headline shifts, a phrase is banned, a speech erased, a trembling hand. The judge retires, the vote is rigged, the lie grows bold, the truth grows big. They say it's temporary, it's just a test. It's not ideal, but it's for the best. And so the people fold in faith, their courage bartered, their freedom laid. This is how it ends, not all at once, but piece by piece, with whispered fear and stage police. A thousand cuts, no single crime. Democracy dies one silent step at a time. You think you'll stand when it gets bad, but by then you've lost what you once had. No line to cross, no call to make, no judge to hear, no breath to take. The mask was velvet, the voice was sweet. It bowed to you before the beat. And by the time the jaws were shown, you found yourself already on. This is how it ends, with claps and chants and marching bands, with laws that bind instead of hands. We traded truth for party lines and watched it die one silent step at a time.
This is the moment we have feared. The moment we have feared has arrived. California may be first, but it clearly will not end here. Other states are next. Democracy is next. Democracy is under assault before our very eyes, says the governor of California. And then Mike Johnson says he should be tarred and feathered. Greg Abbott is going to deploy soldiers. And next, now they've announced the next cities they're going to storm: New York City, Seattle, Chicago, Philadelphia, and Northern Virginia. That would be Washington, D.C., and Alexandria. They're coming after us. No doubt about it. They're coming after us. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you.
I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist.
Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce, and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to fffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511, because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Postpartum depression and anxiety are more common than people think, and new moms on Medicaid are at a higher risk. Judith Ruiz Brandt reports.
Two of every five mothers who give birth in Wisconsin are covered by Badger Care. Federal data shows up to 50% of PPD cases are undiagnosed because of the stigma surrounding symptoms. Jennifer Davis with Postpartum Support International says the condition presented differently for her after both of her pregnancies, with symptoms of overwhelming worry and anxiety after her daughter's birth and depression after having her son.
Crying at night almost all the time, regretting this decision, feeling emotionally disconnected, but still outwardly smiling. Now I really am back in this place of I can't share this. I cannot share that I questioned why I had my son.
Federal data shows the prevalence of PPD is higher among those on Medicaid, with an increased likelihood for treatment in Medicaid expansion states. Wisconsin is one of only two states that have yet to expand their Medicaid coverage, although it recently passed legislation to extend Medicaid postpartum coverage from 60 days to a full year. Even though up to 85% of women experience mood changes in the first few days to weeks after delivery, postpartum depression and anxiety can take months to emerge and involve symptoms lasting longer than 2 weeks that interfere with daily life. Common signs of PPD include anxiety, sadness, anger, and irritability, difficulty sleeping, and intrusive thoughts, which can include thoughts of harming your baby. Research shows a 98% recovery rate with treatment. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin.
Chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Said, watch what you say, but I knew the truth don't matter anyway. First thing I did, tore the watchdogs down, said the deep state was out to take my crown. CIA, FBI, I called them a joke. Truth's just a fire, and I love the smoke. Took their report, threw them in the bin, cause facts don't count when you know you can spend. Oh, it's good to be a king, don't need no rules. Play the strong man, treat him like
a fool. 35 minutes past the hour. Yeah, Trump's official song there. The Trump administration is beginning to, or preparing to begin, to transfer thousands of foreigners to Guantanamo Bay. They are doing right now medical screening of 9,000 individuals to see if they're healthy enough to be transferred to Gitmo. These are people, now they're bragging about the fact that the people that they are going to be shipping there include people from Britain, Italy, France, Germany, Ireland, Belgium, the Netherlands, Lithuania, Poland, Turkey, and Ukraine, and Haiti. But I would bet just about anything the vast majority of these people are not going to be the white people from Europe. I don't know, just a funny idea I've got, you know? No inside information, but... And now we've got five American cities have been identified by the Trump administration as the next places they're going to try to start riots so that they can, you know, crack down. Trump is just desperately looking for an opportunity to use the Insurrection Act. An opportunity that will be held up by the six shills, Republican shills on the U.S. Supreme Court. Gavin Newsom, in response, said, this is about all of us. This is about you. California may be first, but it clearly will not end here. Other states are next. Democracy is next. Democracy is under assault before our eyes. This moment we have feared has arrived. You know, I've been talking about this for decades. I mean, you know, I saw the early glimmers of this when George W. Bush borrowed the word homeland from Hitler. Heimat zu sehen, right? When Rudolf Hess, in fact, it was introduced into the German lexicon in the fall of 1937 at the Nuremberg rally. When Hess introduced Hitler and said, you know, Danke, Führer, I won't do the whole German thing, but basically what he said is, thanks to our Führer, Germans all over the world, über die ganze Welt, now have a homeland in Germany, a Heimat. And when George W., but we had never referred to America as the homeland before. Homelands are genetic things, right? You know, I get it. You know, Israelis could call Israel the homeland. Swedes call Sweden their homeland. You know, genetic Swedes. But America, you know, we were always based on this idea that there is no specific homeland other than arguably for Native Americans. And so we never used the word homeland. We said our country, you know, America. You know, the land we love, you know, from sea to shining sea. You know, we had all kinds of euphemisms for America, but homeland was never one of them until George W. Bush consolidated 18 intelligence agencies into the Homeland Security, Office of Homeland Security, intelligence and police agencies, and you slapped that word homeland on it. And I wrote a scathing op-ed for Common Dreams back in 2002 or 2003 when this happened, saying this just this use of language is invoking fascism. Homeland is blood and soil. And then came the Patriot Act, And I was like, holy cow, he is getting us ready. And of course, it wasn't George Bush who was coming up with this stuff. He wasn't smart enough to come up with it. It was the fascists around him, many of them, the people who are, you know, in and supporting Donald Trump, many of them drawn from the big, you know, think tanks that are funded by fossil fuel billionaires. So here we are. So what's on your mind? By the way, I mentioned our phones weren't working yesterday. We narrowed it down yesterday afternoon to the telephone instrument that Mateo uses when he answers the phone. It apparently has died. I ordered a new one from our radio equipment supplier down in Florida, and they're shipping it out this afternoon. It'll be here tomorrow. So hopefully by Friday, Mateo will be able to take your calls and screen your calls. But in the meantime, my software grabs your phone number, the entire phone number, and it also tells me where you're calling from, if you've got caller ID turned on. And so I'm going to just pick up your calls, and if I don't have your name, if you've called before, I already know your name. But if you haven't called before, then all I have is your phone number, and I'll just mention the last couple digits of your phone number so you know that you're the one who's on the air, and you can tell me your name, and we'll have a conversation, all right? So, and I'm trusting you here. So I've got a call from Tennessee. The phone number ends in 7306. Hey, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, yeah, this is Adam calling from Dallas. And before I begin, No, this is Google Voice.
Oh, so you're in Dallas, Texas?
Right.
Okay, you got it.
So, yeah.
So what's up, Adam?
I'm willing to pay some mechanics a few bucks if they loosen some screws on Greg Abbott's wheelchair there.
Oh, no.
And then...
No.
And then...
I get it. You're not happy with him, but, you know, let's not wish ill on him.
Okay. So I got 2 points real quick. First of all these people from the right, they kept repeating over years that martial law was going to be brought under Obama and then Biden.
Oh, remember the FEMA camps hysteria?
Yeah.
I mean, they were just beside themselves, you know. Oh, my God, he's going to activate FEMA camps and he's going to be putting us in them. Yeah, I remember it well, Adam.
Right. Where are they now?
Yeah. Well, they're not doing FEMA camps. Then, they're building brand new private prisons with, you know, dozens or hundreds of billions of federal dollars.
Right. And then the second point I wanted to bring up was I'm really thinking that, do you think this could spiral into a civil war if this keeps escalating, especially if they keep bringing in troops against blue states?
I'm not as worried about civil war as I am just good old-fashioned German, Hungarian-style, Russian-style fascism. And the reason why is because civil wars typically are fought between two very easily identified factions, and they're typically geographic factions. You know, Bosnia and Herzegovina, as Yugoslavia was breaking up, for example, or was that Czechoslovakia? I think it was Yugoslavia. Or the North and the South in the 1860s. They were clearly physical boundaries there. You know, you could identify who were this side and who were that side. The closest you could get to that in the United States would probably be what we used to call race riots. There's no doubt in my mind that Trump is trying to provoke as much of that kind of thing as possible. But I do expect there to be a fair amount of stochastic terrorism as Trump continues to try to, you know, gin up violence in the United States. He's working as hard as he can at it, obviously. But I'm not real worried about civil war. I'm more worried about our government turning against us, the way that has happened so frequently throughout history.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, okay. Good talking to you, Adam. Thanks for the call. Sue in Belmont, Michigan. Hey, Sue, what's on your mind today?
I'm a little bit nervous about Saturday's protest, seeing as what happened in, Los Angeles. And there's going to be some protesting downtown Saturday. I went on a an online chat with Michigan Women for Democracy, and I said, I'm scared. Mm-hmm. And they said, and I there was a online training, and I missed it. And there were a few tips that were mentioned, and I thought I'd like to let people know.
Mm-hmm.
There are what they call, at a lot of these protests, there's safekeepers of the event. These are folks who are wearing bright yellow or lime green vests.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have, say, a crutch or a walker, and right now I'm using a walker because of some problems I've been having with my leg, and staying towards the edges of the crowd would be better.
Mm-hmm.
And using a permanent marker to write emergency phone numbers, contact numbers on your skin, just in case things go wrong, and bring minimal items,
right.
You know, not so many things. But I'm still nervous. And, you know, the times I've been going, you know, solo, and they suggested that if you're going solo, just make sure your loved ones know where you are.
Yeah. Yeah. This is all wise advice. I fully expect that we're going to see agent provocateurs in many of these crowds on Saturday. And the question is going to be, will the crowds stop them?
I'm just trying, you know, somebody brought something up on your show about turning it into a sit-in, and I haven't seen anything written down on any of these training things about sitting down if somebody should come in. I'm not sure.
I don't understand what you mean.
You know, somebody talked about the old-fashioned protests were sit-ins, okay?
Oh, yeah, just to make it harder to remove people.
Yeah, and I'm kind of wondering, you know, nobody said anything to me about it except somebody on your show,
yeah.
And I'm kind of wondering if that would be a good idea or not. I don't know.
I'm not sure. It depends on the circumstances.
So I'm glad there'll at least be some safe people there,
mm-hmm.
And I would suggest people kind of know where those safe people are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a cane, like I said, or walker, stay in the outskirts in case you need to get away.
Good points all, Sue. Thank you very much. Good advice. It's 46 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars, I'll be right back with your calls.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes.
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wmdxradio.com/contest-terms. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. CB Distillery's stock up sale is officially live. Save up to 40% on everything. If you're struggling to sleep, dealing with daily stress, or need relief after a tough workout, you have to check out CB Distillery. They have natural, plant-based solutions for just about everything. And this isn't low-quality stuff like you find at the drugstore. This is premium CBD that people swear by. I know a lot of you love CB Distillery's sleep products. Personally, I'll be stocking up on their sleep gummies. They make it so easy to find exactly what you need. You can shop by benefit, you know, sleep, mood, stress, focus, pain after exercise. They even have solutions for pets. Whether CB Distillery is already part of your routine or you've been curious about trying CBD, now's the time to stock up and save up to 40% off. Discover the healing benefits of CBD and save up to 40% off on everything. Visit CB Distillery and enter the code VIP. That's CB Distillery and the code VIP to save up to 40% off. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. That's CB Distillery. And the code is VIP for up to 40% off.
Banning the lawyers, silence in the fight. If no one defends, who protects
the
right?
About 53 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. I've got a caller whose last four digits are 0844 in Gardenia, California. Is that right? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, you can hear me?
I can. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Okay, yeah, my name is Bruce. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Great. Thanks, Bruce. What's up?
Yeah. I just want to make a brief statement. That's mm-hmm. it. You know, in the grit, and this is going out to, you know, all the children and the parents that are being terrorized here in this city. In the grand scheme of history, Donald Trump is a small inconsequential man. And that's all I'd like to say.
Okay. You said it well, Bruce. It's a real tragedy that this man was ever allowed to be president in the first place. And getting him back in the second time is just a horror. Thank you, Bruce. Mike in Cleveland, Georgia. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Can you hear me all right?
Just fine.
I think all this goes way back as far as PNAC, but up into the future now, I've seen some of these FEMA camps, and I think it would be a leap of faith to think that they would operate them as independent prisons, as private contractors would be running them. They're not going to call them FEMA camps.
I thought the whole FEMA camp thing was completely debunked. Where have you seen a FEMA camp, Mike?
I've got pictures of five of them here in Georgia. I've called before a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those pictures on the Internet. A lot of them are just nonsense. They're not.
You can call them private prisons, but they were built by the state, uh-huh, and they're operated independently by these CECOT kind of peoples.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But the thing is, it is the Israeli model. We've been training. The thing that scares me is right now, when he pulls this little parade thing off, he's going to have ensconced himself in an area where he has the sole control of the entire government. There's no state to back off. There's no courts to back him up. Everything in the world is going to be locked up into that cocoon. And from that cocoon, he's going to take his little black flag mess. He's going to deport it nationwide overnight. Yeah. So I doubt we'll get him out of there. I doubt we'll get the military out of there. This is liable to be our last stand. If you got kids that's in the military or police, if you got any kind of sense at all, we need to engage. I think this is our last stand. I don't think we got to the end of the month or next year or some kind of imaginary vote. I think we got to stand up right now. And that plays right into his hands. I mean, I don't know what the answer is, but we're kind of in a bind.
I agree with you, Mike. I absolutely agree with you. I think that this weekend is going to be an inflection point. It's going to be a turning point. I think that history is going to look back on this weekend and say, you know, that was very much like July, I forget the exact day in July, but July 1933, 6 months into Hitler's reign, when he outlawed all the political parties except the Nazis. He went after trans people 2 weeks into his reign. He went after immigrants a month into his reign. He didn't go after the Jews for a while. His ultimate goal, and he's not going to come after the liberals and Democrats and you know, white people who don't support him for a while. You know, it may be 6 months, it might be 3 months, it might be, I don't know, 2 weeks, but it's definitely on his agenda. I mean, you know, he's talking about it. So I'm with you. Thank you very much for the call. It is, we're hitting the top of the hour. On the other side of this break, Dr. Michael Mann is going to drop by. New climate news. Pretty shocking climate news, actually. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve-out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
You're speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.